This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Part of the vicious plot of the Egyptians to keep the Jewish people at bay, to bring devastation to Klal Yisrael, Vayiven Ari Miskenois Lefari, the Jewish people were forced to build storage cities for the Pharaoh. Vayosimo Alav Sari Misim Lamana Noisoi Besiv Laisam, and they placed upon them officers of taxes to afflict them with their burden. What exactly are these Ari Miskenois, these cities the Jewish people were forced to build? What is the significance of this? Further, we find that the Pharaoh introduced his plot with the word Hava. Hava Nishak Malai. Come, let us deal wisely with them. Rashi says, Hava Nishakma, call Hava Lashain Hachana, the Hazmana Ladavarhu. The word Hava means preparation, designation. Kalaimer Hazminu Atzmechem Lakach. Prepare yourselves for this. What exactly is this preparation that was needed? It's interesting. We find the word Hava in Parshas Noach by the Dar Haflaga, where they wanted to build a city to rebel against Hashem. There also we find the word Hava. What exactly is this plot of the Ari Miskenais? The Malbim in the Eretz Chemda amazingly says that the Arim that Klal Yisrael was supposed to build were Ke'inyan Binyan HaMigdal that they built Be'eretz Shinar. So the Malbim draws a parallel between the Ari Miskenais and the Ir U'Migdal in the Dar HaFlaga, which is amazing. If you look in the Perush of the Nesivos HaMishpat Al HaTorah and Parshas Noach, the Nesivos HaMishpat says that just like there are cities that are designated for Kedusha, and just like there are buildings designated Kedusha, namely Yerushalayim, a city designated for Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, the Migdal, the tower designated for Kedusha, likewise, you're able to generate Tumah by designating a location, and that was the Ir that was built in the time of the Dar HaFlaga, and by building a Migdal, that was the tower that is built to designate Tumah. Says the Malbim, that what they tried to accomplish with the Migdal, that is what Paro was trying to accomplish with the Ari Miskenais. Says the Malbim, it is known the Dar HaFlaga reincarnated in Egypt, and the Jewish people were rectifying the Dar HaFlaga in Mitzrayim. And Paro wanted to revive the viciousness, the Tumah of the Dar HaFlaga. He wanted to ma'oirer the Inyan of the Migdal, to build it anew, but he wasn't able to build it. Only Klal Yisrael, who shaloi shinu es l'shoinam, who spoke b'lashon HaKadosh, because the whole concept of building to generate Tumah or Tahara, you need to combine words and letters in lashon HaKadosh. They were able to do it in the times of the HaFlaga, because it was before Hashem discombobulated their language. So they had the capacity through the force of Lashon HaKodesh. But now in Mitzrayim, they didn't know Lashon HaKodesh, so Paro had to utilize the Jewish people to build these Ari Miskenais. Now why Leman Anoisai, why Sari Misim? The Malbim says it is known from the comments of the Arizal, of the Kavanos to have by Havdalah, that the Sar, the angel appointed over Shikha, his name is Mem Samach, Mas. Also, another Malach is called Pei Vav Tes He, which is also Gematria 100. That is why, Enoi Doima Misha Shaina Perkoi Mea Pamela Mea Pamav Achas. There's no similarity between someone who learns something 101 times than someone who only learns something 100 times. Michael, numerically valued at 101, is the Malach appointed over memory, but the angel appointed over forgetfulness is Gematria 100. Mas is 100. Mas b'miluai is 200, representing both angels, each one numerically valued at 100, that are appointed over forgetfulness. Paroi was trying to make us forget the mitzvahs and kedusha, and to generate tumah through the building of the Ari Miskenais, which was a parallel to Migdal Bavel. Now, just to humbly add, just like Migdal Bavel, it was not enough to build it, but they had to do hachana l'tuma. Therefore, they said hava nivne lanu ir. So too, when it comes to Migdal, the ear of Ari Miskenais, they also had to do preparation. Hava Nishak Malai. That is the parallel we can add between these two Arim. Namely, they had to do preparation. And we explained this in the past based on a teaching of Reb Schwab, that when it comes to Kedusha, it's not enough just to be involved in a mitzvah. You need a statement of preparation. For example, before we say Berachas HaMazon, if we have three people, we say Rabbi Isai Nevarech. We make a statement, let's bench. It's not enough to bench. You need a declaration of Kedusha. Prepare yourselves. Or before we say Berachas Krishma, we say Baruchu. Before we say Kiddush, we say Savri Maranon. Because when you want to generate Kedusha, it's not enough just to do it. You need to make a declaration. So too, when they wanted to generate Tumah, so in the times of Migdal Bavel, they said, Hava Nivne Lanu Ir. We're suggesting, and in the times of Mitzrayim, they said, Hava Neschak Malai. But let's just add one nekuda. Namely, when it comes to Sefer Shemais, Shemais the Bahag says is book 2. It's a repeat of the creation of the world. We mentioned that just like Hashem created the world with 10 statements, the names of the Shvatim alluded to that are mentioned in the beginning of Shemais are in the order that they reflect the Sfirais. So Shemais is creation take 2. And just like in Bereishis, there was an intent to undo Brias HaOlam and Hashem's Hizgalus in the world through Migdal Bavel, Shemais opens the exact same way, where Hava Neschak Malai and Vayiven Ari Miskanais is a parallel to what we saw in Sefer Bereishis, Hava Nivne Lanu Ir, and V'roishay Magia HaShamayma. So what goes around comes around. This is a repetition, and ultimately Hashem indeed recreates the world through the Asara Ma'amarois, which were reflected in the Eser Makos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.